Hello, Western Wisconsin. Let's see what we're up to. Welcome to Spectrum West, where today we're going to provide, as we always do, a perspective on what it takes to involve yourself in the arts, music, and culture, where it is we live. And today we're also going to request your help in keeping this Spectrum-mobile gassed up and running. Today we'll meet a couple students taking advantage of very generous music scholarships and making the most of the opportunities. English professor Joel Friedrich from UW-Barron County has something new up his sleeve. He and his wife Lee, also in the English department, and students getting ready to present the first Northwest Wisconsin Writers Festival next Saturday, the 10th of May. And we launch this Spectrum Shuttle today with news that this is a special weekend. Spring brings rejuvenation, transformation, and invigoration. And if you live in West Wisconsin, it also brings spring art tours. Saturday and Sunday is the 12th annual art opener, and I called Marjorie Wade for everything we need to know. Man, you and I have been talking since you were single figures.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool.
It's a wonderful event, and we're just happy to continue getting positive feedback to run it again.
And it goes from Stillwater, Minnesota. The Stillwater is probably anything but still right now.
Where I am located up on a hill, it's been really incredible, but everything's intact.
So it goes from Stillwater to Hudson and also includes River Falls. You have 11 studios and galleries, and rather than artists listed, you have 22 styles. Tell us all about, well, without getting too specific, because I don't think we have time for it, the selection and how this year may differ from others.
We do always try and keep changes occurring in this tour. We do have stability with the sites, but we always are looking for new studios to join the tour as well as guest artists. Mm-hmm. This year we do have two new studios in Stillwater. One is C. Schultz Studio. She's a painter, as well as Fun Art Studio. Tim Nyberg is a painter as well, and two completely different styles. Tim is very acrylics, funky, mixed media, and Charlotte Schultz works more in traditional acrylic painting. So we love having that variety along with watercolors, traditional photography as well. We also have a new studio in Hudson, Heartfelt Silk Studio, and that's located in Seasons on St. Croix Gallery. And Robin Firth is the artist. She does felting and creates fine silk scarves, fine wool fibers. She will be demonstrating felting this weekend. So it's fun to have that. We've never had that before. We also have a basket weaver who will be displaying at Seasons. We have not had that before. Uh-huh. We have a jeweler in Hudson at Zach's Pottery, and she works with reclaimed, recycled jewelry. So maybe thinking of Mexican folk art, using old metal to create really whimsical jewelry styles.
Mm-hmm. The way you have it listed on your release, it's fine art, and here's a term I haven't run across, but it's a good way of describing it, contemporary craft.
And contemporary ties into what's current, what is, for instance, Tippi Morant's jewelry, this reclaimed jewelry. That's not only current now, but it's so finely crafted, it does qualify for this tour very nicely. Mm-hmm. Some of the felting that Robin is doing, very contemporary forms, maybe it's wearable art or a piece that would go on the wall, but taking current styles and directions in art and what people are looking for in design and making it an old process perhaps, but functional.
You bet. And the neat thing about any kind of tours like this is that all the stuff is for sale. And
it is.
We can't stress it enough that, you know, this is where you can find something unique for Aunt Hazel. You know, something that you have been looking for years might just pop up.
The opportunity to give a piece of handmade art for gift giving, it not only supports the local artists or the local businesses, but it's also sharing that gift of a human touch that we have actually touched this product. And it's just nice. We enjoy picking up handmade baked items. Sure. It's just that connection to the human spirit again.
If you buy something and then you hand it to someone as a gift, you can say, hey, you know, I actually met the person who made this, and she or he is pretty cool, and she likes this, and she told me to tell you about this. So, yeah, that's kind of a nice amenity involved.
And it's the process, what we're doing, why we're doing it. Another feature of the art opener is seeing the studios where the artists work. What are those studios set up like? Mm-hmm. What inspires that artist to make that type of work?
Including things like glass blowing and potter's wheels in operation.
Yes, and the glass will be in River Falls at Sigworth Glass, and they every year do a wonderful job of blowing demonstrations. I know I will be doing potter's wheels demonstrations mm-hmm. at Spirit Works Pottery, and my guest ceramic artist, he hand builds, so he will be doing hand building demonstrations.
Wow.
And so it's just fun to see all these different processes.
And after this week of interesting weather, it appears as if, from what I've seen, that the weekend might be okay.
We are going to have sun. I just know it.
Oh, okay.
We just have to have a break. But if not, this is just typical of the season. We just love to start off kicking off that art series of art fairs, festivals, almost like the art opener is the kickoff to that whole season of seeing how art is made.
10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. What's the website where people can get more info, Marjorie?
It's www.artopener.com. We have a map on the site so people can see it. You can also select each of the different locations, see who's showing, what the guest artists are showing. It kind of gives you an idea of how you would like to do your tour. We keep it compact, doable in a day, but you can start anywhere along the line, make your own little tour.
Marjorie Wade, have a good time this weekend, and thanks for providing something in which other people can have a good time.
Well, thank you so much, Al. It'll be a wonderful weekend.
This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. I'm Dean Kallenbach with John Gatto. You know, you're always going to hear something worthwhile when you tune in to Spectrum West, and today we're asking you to put a value on this program. Support Spectrum West and everything else you hear on WPR by making a gift in any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving takes just a few minutes of your time. Tell us your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay for it. You can give in one lump sum, or better yet, become a monthly sustainer. No matter how you choose to give or how much you choose to give, use the next few minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
For the past 20 years now, Spectrum West has been dedicated to showcasing the culture of Western Wisconsin. And along with your host, Al Ross, you explore the music, art, theater, literature that inspires our local community.
You listen to Spectrum West for this kind of access to what's going on right here in Western Wisconsin. Your desire to connect with the local scene is really the inspiration for this show, and it's your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 that makes it all possible. So give now, as generously as you can.
Now, you might appreciate WPR for the good things it brings to the whole community. For you, WPR, though, is personally important. You might also feel it's important that everyone in the region and everyone in the state has access to high-quality information and entertainment.
So become a member with a contribution of, say, $5 a month, and you're not only doing something good for yourself, you're doing something good for the whole community. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A lot of times we talk about the high quality of life here in Wisconsin. We have great state parks, a respected university system, wonderful libraries. WPR is also part of that high quality of life here in Wisconsin.
On WPR, you enjoy the lively discussions that we have, in-depth news, great music, and, of course, the entertainment. Help pay for the variety that you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio with your donation during this membership drive right now. Give at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
I'm Meg from Weyerhaeuser, Wisconsin. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio. One thing I like about it is that I feel like I'm making a bigger contribution, but I also like it because it's ongoing and I don't have to worry about calling in for pledge drives and so forth. I feel like it's something that I depend on a regular basis, and so I think it's only fair that I contribute on a regular basis. I depend on it so much. It's just part of my life.
Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Dean Kallenbach with John Gatto, and we're asking for your support of WPR during this spring membership drive. Maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552.
WPR exists because people contribute. When we all give, our contributions add up to make this program possible and other programs just like this. Your contribution really does make a difference.
So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Simple as that. One pledge at a time, you make this station possible.
We ask that you make a contribution, and we also ask that you give an amount that's comfortable for you. So some give $5 a month, some might give $100 or even more a month.
Whatever the amount, we'll use it to support the programs you enjoy, keeping your source for information and entertainment going strong. So give now, whatever amount is comfortable for you, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you pledge, you'll be adding your voice to the 50,000-plus members who support Wisconsin Public Radio. We so appreciate that. Your contribution of any amount is pooled with other member contributions to make up the single largest piece of our budget.
We use that money to bring you great programs every day. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, your support makes the difference here at WPR. It makes all of these great programs possible. Be part of making it happen. Give now at WPR.org or call us at 888-202-2552.
Ask for our 2014 artist mug with your pledge today. That mug is illustrated by Renee Grafe of Cedarburg, a nationally known illustrator. She's got animals running the radio station and enjoying WPR programs as they go about their day. You support the arts by contributing to Spectrum West. Get a piece of art yourself with this mug. It's yours for a pledge of $150 or more. That's $12.50 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Animals running the radio station conjures up an interesting image. If you're not already a sustainer, that's an opportunity. You could become one right now. Set up ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. A sustaining membership is convenient for you, and it provides reliable funding for WPR.
Your pledge now is very important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you for your support of WPR.
Support for WPR comes from the Water Street Deli in Eau Claire. The deli will reopen May 7th. Fresh hummus, baba ganoush, and pita chips are still available at the Downtown Farmers Market and Just Local Food on Facebook and at waterstreetdeliandgrocery.com.
Looking forward to that reopening. Friday and Saturday, here's a Spectrum memo. UW Eau Claire is holding the 14th Symposium on East Europe, entitled Resurgent Russia and the Response of East Europe. Friday's activity begins at 1 p.m. with a keynote address at 7 p.m. Saturday, it gets underway at 10 a.m. The symposium features several speakers with past or present connections to Ukraine, East Europe, and the Baltic region. It takes place in Centennial Hall on the UWEC campus. This is Spectrum West. I'm Al Ross. Good of you to be along. And if there wasn't enough plan to lure you away from the tedium of raking the yard this weekend, here's one more. Jane Mines was kind enough to fill us in on the eldest of the two art tours in the St. Croix Valley this weekend. The 13th, that's impressive, Earth Arts Spring Tour coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
This is the one that can take some time. In other words, you know, you might want to make a whole weekend of this if you have the weekend. You have a lot of stops.
We have a lot of stops, yes. We have 26 tour stops, and then we have 35 artists sprinkled in and among those 26 tour stops.
Wow. Now, within that many stops and artists, I'm guessing maybe most artistic media are covered there?
Yes, I would say virtually all in some fashion. We have everything from sculpture, painting, pottery, glass. We have garden art, wood carving, furniture, fiber art, jewelry, mixed media, iron, metal art, photography, clothing. It's a nice mixed bag of wonderful different mediums.
Cool. What do you do personally?
My husband and I do metal garden art and also metal sculpture.
Ah, do you do like custom stuff?
Yes, my husband will do custom work as well. He's the primary designer, and he does do custom work, and he really loves just bringing out of his head the designs that he has and putting them into metal.
Could this be an unconventional arrangement in which he is the designer and you're the welder?
Well, I know how to weld, but he primarily does a lot of the dirty work. I do some dirty work, but he does a lot of that dirty work.
Okay. Earth Arts Spring Tour, 26 stops, 35 artists, and with that much going on, you do have signs along the way, don't you?
We do. We have these wonderful white signs that have bright red two words on it, Art Tour, so you can't miss it. All of our artists have them, and several of them have many to mark the way to their homes.
Now, it's listed as in the Upper St. Croix Valley, so what kinds of places are we going to visit?
Well, we have Upper St. Croix Valley actually includes both the eastern edge of Minnesota and the western edge of Wisconsin. We have some of our artists come from the Minnesota side.
Mm.
Right along the edge, Taylor's Falls, Lindstrom, and then there's a wonderful trek that goes from Lindstrom through St. Croix Falls all the way up to Luck, to Frederick, to Siren, and then there's another nice trail that goes from Lindstrom, Minnesota side, St. Croix Falls, out to Balsam mm-hmm. Lake, and then on to Amory. Just a nice stroll in a couple different directions.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
With so much activity, there's probably lots of information to be had. People may need it. Your website is earthartswi.org. You can also get brochures at some physical locations. Where are they?
Yes, and actually you can download the brochure off of our website, okay. earthartswi.org.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always pull that off of your own printer. And then also at the Polk County Information Center, which is located at the corners of Highway 8 and Highway 35 in St. Croix Falls on the Wisconsin side, they have lots of brochures that you can pick up. Every artist stop, all the 26 stops along the way, also have brochures plenty for anybody who didn't get one mailed to them.
Okay, and the Information Center has a toll-free number. It is 800-222-7655. You also have kind of a nice added amenity, a pre-amenity, a special kickoff Friday evening. Tell us about that.
Yes, the Falls Chamber, which is the chamber for both Taylor's Falls and St. Croix Falls, mm-hmm. has this event. I can't remember how many years they've done this now. It's like 3 or 4 years, and it's called the Falls Sampler, and it features many of the local restaurants, some of the wineries that we have here. It's held on Friday evening, May 2nd, from 5:30 to 8:30, and it is held at the Polk County Fairgrounds in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. You get to go there and sample premier wines, food. They have craft beers, and they're all from local restaurants and wineries in the area. To get more information about that and to buy tickets for that, you can go to fallschamber.org and get all the information you need for that.
Yeah, I did read that they do like you to register, probably to get a good idea of how many people are
exactly.
Yeah, Jane Mines, thanks so much. 13th Earth Arts Spring Tour, thanks for offering it to us, and have yourself a good weekend, and we'll have one as well.
That sounds great. Thanks so much for having me.
Spectrum West for the 1st of May, and it wouldn't be Spectrum West without a visit from Jim Oliver. Now, would it?
Here's what's on stage in Western Wisconsin theater venues. The Northern Star Theater Company of Rice Lake will stage Barefoot in the Park through Sunday at the theater in Rice Lake. There is no Saturday performance. The Pine Manor Boys of Kandy, Ojai County, a new play by Ellie Mason Johnson, will be presented Friday and Saturday at the Space Center for Creativity in New Richmond. The Old Gem Theater production of Charlotte's Web will be available for groups beginning Monday and running through June 6th at the Old Gem in New Richmond. The Eau Claire Children's Theater production of Diary of a Worm, a Spider, and a Fly runs Friday and Saturday at the Oxford Theater in Eau Claire. Lost in Yonkers, a production of the Menominee Theater Guild, will run through Sunday at the Mabel Tainter Center for the Arts in Menominee. The Fox on the Fairway plays Friday through Sunday at the Phipps Center for the Arts in Hudson. And at Love and Feelin', the story of the Righteous Brothers will play Friday and Saturday at the St. Croix Off-Broadway Dinner Theater in Hudson. The show will play Fridays and Saturdays and selected Sundays through August 14th. The Chippewa Valley Theater Guild will hold auditions for Annie Warbucks at 7 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at the Grand Theater in Eau Claire. And the Red Barn Theater of Rice Lake has announced its summer season opening May 28th. Plays will include Don't Hug Me, I'm Pregnant, Foxfire, Footloose, Sunshine Boys, and Sweet Surrender. And that's some of what's happening in live theater around the region. For Spectrum West, I'm Jim Oliver.
I'm Dean Kallenbach with John Gatto. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. We're here today to raise the money that pays for the programs you enjoy, programs like Spectrum West. And that's how WPR works. The people who use it help to pay for it. So go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 right now to support the programs you count on.
Giving to WPR is very easy to do. We just need your name, your contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay it.
Save time and money. Use a credit card if you can. Make a one-time gift, or better yet, start automatic, sustaining donations directly from your bank account. You choose how to give, then you do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your Spectrum West host, Al Ross, has his finger on the pulse of the cultural scene here in western Wisconsin. His unique interviewing style means that you never know what you're going to hear, but you do know that it'll be entertaining.
Always is, and WPR is committed to showcasing the best that our region has to offer and doing it with one of the best interviewers that you're ever going to hear in Al Ross. You're an important part of this commitment. We're in partnership with you as a listener and also as a contributor. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And when you do, you're a vital part of making this show happen every week.
Pledging to WPR is a quick and easy thing to do. And when you become a sustainer, you really simplify your donation and the whole process. You'll make automatic monthly gifts from your bank account or your credit card.
And, of course, that support will renew automatically each year, so your membership is always current. Pick an amount that works for you, say $10 a month, and become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you tune into Wisconsin Public Radio every day on your way to and from work and over the lunch hour, and then a few more times over the weekend.
Obviously, listening to WPR is an important part of your life. Your day would probably be worse if you didn't catch your favorite program. Your contribution helps WPR stay the strong station that you count on month after month, year after year. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My favorite show is Chapter Day, really for decades. Since college, I remember making a point of taking my noon lunch break at 12:30 so I could listen to a story in Wisconsin Public Radio. It has really enriched my life. I'm a very busy person. I'm a boy who can't say no, so I'm completely busy all the time, and I wouldn't take the time to read most of the time. But by listening to Chapter Day for three decades, I have a pretty good overview of American literature. Wisconsin Public Radio's readers are simply the best. There is no substitute. I'm John Thorpe from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this spring membership drive. Dean Kallenbach here with John Gatto, asking you for your support of WPR. Your gift of $10 or $15 a month, whatever you choose, is the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, you can listen to WPR every day for years, and you'll never get a bill. In fact, you can listen to Spectrum West week after week, and you'll never get a bill. We don't count how many minutes you listen. We don't put a meter on your radio.
Instead, we use the honor system. We count on you to voluntarily make a pledge to pay for the listening you do. And remember, you decide how much WPR is worth to you. Whether it's a dollar or two a week, a dollar a day, you decide. Then go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign that it's time for you to donate. It means that WPR is, in fact, important to you.
And hey, you're important to us. We're listener-supported radio. We count on financial support from people like you, people who rely on WPR to bring them something special every day. Your gift of $5 a month, whatever feels right to you, makes you a member of WPR and really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Chances are you love WPR because it's your source for intelligent radio. Well, there are bills associated with high-quality radio, and that's where you come in. Your support is so important.
Making a pledge is quick and easy. You'll be finished in no time at all. Your contribution in any amount, say $5 or $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, makes WPR possible.
And when you make your pledge, ask for our 2014 artist mug when you pledge. The mug was designed by a Wisconsin artist and is made in the U.S. It shows animals running the radio station and also listening out and about in the community. We have a limited supply of these mugs, and you can get yours with your pledge of $150 or more. That's $12.50 a month. You can get that by making your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We really appreciate our sustainers. Those are the members who provide reliable monthly support. If you're already a sustainer, thanks. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by, say, $5 a month or whatever amount you choose. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge now will make a difference. So please make a pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you for your support of WPR, and back now to Spectrum West.
Thank you, gentlemen, and thank you, everybody, for helping us out. It's called the Eileen Phillips Cohen Scholarship, designed to offer full in-state tuition to promising string players enrolled at UWEC who will subsequently be members of a leading string quartet. The first recipient, cellist Caitlin Witherspoon, the next beneficiary, Hannah Kennedy, and their mentor, Nobu Yasuda, who supervises the string department at UW Eau Claire, gathered with me at the Haas Fine Arts Center to talk about the honor and the experience, which, to this point, hasn't yet generated the quartet, but they do play in a trio with pianist Alex Munger.
As long as, you know, the players meet the requirement, and then so they stay, they can actually continue to receive this kind of honor and also scholarship. But, of course, this is a very prestigious kind of scholarship. As long as you serve, you know, great for the community and also university, so this is yours. But this is an incredible privilege, and I'm of course, you know, the ideally, you know, the same people stays as long as possible, because developing a quartet program is not that easy.
I've had the luxury of having seen you be interviewed before on the video that's on the website. Within the video, you talked about wanting a new cello, so that this, did you get it?
I haven't yet, but it's provided a new opportunity where I don't have to worry about paying my tuition first and foremost. I don't have to think about that, but I can find other ways to kind of save money now instead of using it for my tuition. Mm-hmm. This scholarship is really just rewarding for a musician to know that you're valued somewhere and that people are inspired by you and they think that you'll be able to make your dreams.
Do you think having the scholarship puts a little extra pressure on you as a student?
Whereas it definitely
if you
does.
Hadn't, yeah.
But I mean, it's a good kind of pressure. Our community here is one that doesn't pressure you down in a sense. I guess they would kind of lift you up, and everyone kind of tries to get you to do what you're comfortable with doing and as far as you as a person can go. So it's all very productive and very comfortable.
Let's talk about love of music a little bit. Love of music from a bit of a different angle. Many of us know the feeling of enjoyment music gives us while we play it and we write it. But part of the strength of getting this scholarship is the performance opportunities it provides.
Correct.
Right? Is performing, in other words, you're sharing your music, is that a big part of your love of music? An ingredient that really has to be there?
Yeah, and especially the feeling of being able to go and on a stage in front of not only your friends, but your teachers and your peers with some of your own friends and perform music for them, that feeling is just really awesome to me. And it's cool because, it was really nice for me to be able to have those opportunities pretty quickly after getting here, because then, I met Katie and Alex through the trio, obviously, and so it was easy to kind of, build friendships from playing together. So performing is really the thing. There's not really anything like it.
Where are you two hoping music leads you? And, you know, when I wrote that question, I thought to myself, you know, I should ask them whether music leads them or they lead music.
Well, for me, the end goal is definitely to end up in some sort of ensemble, whether that's a chamber orchestra or a quartet or a trio or whatever.
Professionally?
Or a symphony orchestra. Because, like, that kind of what I was talking about before, the collaboration with people that I know and people that I care about is really awesome. It's a really unique experience because when we finished Bruckner, our big spring concert, like, I looked around and saw, like, all my friends, and it was just, like, because we all did it together, and it was just really cool. And that was another one of those moments for me where it was like, yeah, this is what I want to do. It's definitely, I can see myself doing that.
Can you see yourself mentoring other young people?
I definitely would say that. I mean, it's also another way to teach yourself. When you teach other people, it instills all those same things in you. And I mean, already I have a student right now, and I have other prospective students that hopefully I'll be able to teach. And I found that just working with them has taught me to relook at some parts of my playing and benefit myself by doing that.
Another thought that came over me when I was thinking that I was going to talk to some young ladies who are in college is about your musical tastes, because obviously you're playing some pretty heavy stuff. But do you have to, and do you think it's healthy to have, you know, a real eclectic spectrum of musical tastes?
I think it's important. And personally, just because, like, when I spend my whole day here playing music that I love, whatever, but sometimes I just don't want to hear any more classical music. Like, if I hear one more string instrument, I'm going to go crazy. So sometimes, you know, those, like, top 40 chart-topping Miley Cyrus songs is what I want to hear, but, you know, don't like to admit that too often. But
I mean, I would agree. I really like just having a wide variety of music to listen to, so that way you can go back and forth depending on what mood you're in or what kind of style you want to hear. I do like listening to classical music on the side sometimes, but I also, you know, sometimes you need a break because we spend our days doing it, you know. And it's great to listen to the music that you are playing just so you can bring that back and forth. You listen, you play. But I also like to listen to old classic music, jazz sometimes, or just the pop music of the 60s or 70s.
Do you just enjoy listening to it, or do you analyze it?
We try not to analyze it, but sometimes it happens whether we want it to or not.
You tend to notice things after you've been taught. Sure. You can hear some things, but sometimes you just like to listen and relax.
When I was young, I mean, I was interested in this and this and this and this and this. There were a lot of things that would turn my head. Where does music sit in your life? Is music right at the top? Where are you? What cubbyhole are you placing music? What importance does it have in your young life right now?
I mean, it's definitely the most important thing for me, I find. I mean, I take other classes just to try to keep other areas of my brain going as well. I'm in some psychology classes or some history classes, but I like to have music kind of on my brain at all times, like not necessarily thinking of what I'm doing today or what I'll be practicing or playing, and but just kind of being there.
I'm going to turn to you, Noble, and ask the same question about music variety. Do you encourage students to be listen to a lot of it, because I think it helps who you are?
Yeah, of course, definitely. I mean, I think Katie just said that, you know, each music has a different kind of, I mean, its own mood. And then I do listen to many different, I mean, music, and jazz is one thing, actually. You know, jazz, I can really enjoy listening to it. Why? Because I cannot play, and then I don't try to learn, like, oh, the style or something. Every time I go to classical, you know, orchestra, you know, concert or something, I'm always try to learn something, right? So then I'm not really necessary. I'm really just listening. So sometimes I have to really, I try to turn off my kind of a learning kind of a mind, you know, when I listen to music. But when I go to concerts of jazz or any kind of other kind of pop music, I don't have to worry about all those kind of things. I can just enjoy the mood. I love music, obviously. Everybody knows that. I have a passion for music. Every time, you know, I finish the concert, you know, especially the orchestra concert, just Hannah just mentioned that, you know, we just finished the Bruckner, you know, Symphony No. 7 concert 2 weeks ago. So then everybody knew that. We did an incredible job. So then I really felt from the beginning to the end that everybody was focused, and also they tried their best. And so then, you know, then after the concert, you know, I just kind of, you know, look at everybody's face, my students' face, then their face is actually kind of, it's full of a kind of a, I don't know, joy. Yes, we did something great. I mean, so my joy is to bring students to that level, some extraordinary experience. Of course, you know, I want them to actually feel that or experience the greatness of the repertoire, you know, music we are doing that. But at the same time, I want them to learn about the focus, discipline, and then also express yourself. There are not many actually other subjects actually, you know, in a way force students to do that. I mean, of course, orchestra, playing the orchestra is like a teamwork, right? It's a team effort.
I'm thinking that there's probably a whole bunch of young kids who are just taking up instruments and who are whining about the fact that they have to practice so much or that their parents are on them for practicing. Give them a pep talk.
Well, this is what I tell one of my other friends. We kind of motivate each other sometimes, and I always tell her, you never regret practicing, but you always regret not practicing. So, like, when I'm feeling lazy, like, watching Netflix, and I'm like, I should be playing my violin, that's what I think. Because then afterwards, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't have to feel guilty, and I can watch Netflix. It's like a win-win, so it's great.
Is practice how you got to where you are right now? Is that what earned you a scholarship, do you think?
I mean, it's just the whole learning.
I mean, you have talent, obviously.
It's the whole learning
experience.
You
have to have inherent talent, but you must have practiced.
It's practice and, I mean, really focusing. Like, you don't have to practice for 2 to 3 hours straight in a row. Because, I mean, even doing that, you know, sometimes you lose focus and then you're just blindly going through it. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to, I mean, if you can do it by 30 minutes at a time, you know, you just go in and you focus on just a little bit of something. And you make sure that you are really listening and doing what you want to do, that's going to get you to where you want to go instead of just practicing forever. I mean, even bring it maybe down to 15 minutes, you know, for younger kids.
Good advice and good comments. Congratulations to Caitlin and Hannah for their achievement thus far. The same to Nobu for his pride in achievement and thoughtful coaching. This is Spectrum West.
Support for WPR comes from the Chippewa Valley Symphony with the concert The Last Word, Strauss and Bartok, featuring soprano Mitra Sadikpour, Saturday, May 10th at Gatner Hall. Details at 832-6366 or at cvsymphony.org.
I'm Dean Kallenbach with John Gatto, and this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. Listeners like you are an important source of WPR's income, and your gift takes just a few minutes of your time. It keeps programs like Spectrum West going strong. So invest in your future listening by donating now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with a few minutes of your time. Just give us your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to pledge, and how you'd like to fulfill that pledge. Whether you call or pledge online, we keep your personal information entirely safe and to ourselves. We don't share it with any other organization.
And your gift supports the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world or connected to the arts and culture scene here in Western Wisconsin, as happens on Spectrum West. Give now at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
For some 20 years now, Spectrum West has been covering the dynamic art scene here in Western Wisconsin. Al Ross is keeping that alive week in and week out, and we're thrilled to provide the cultural beat that you rely on.
We're proud that WPR is a vital part of our community here in Western Wisconsin with a show like Spectrum West, and we're proud that listener support is the biggest single piece of the budget that makes this show possible. Join in the community effort of making Spectrum West possible with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When you listen to WPR on your way to and from work every day or for an hour or two on the weekends, you're listening more than 700 hours a year.
If you've never given to WPR before, make today the day you make that first-time gift of $5 a month. For hundreds of hours of listening, that makes WPR still one of the best information and entertainment bargains you'll find anywhere. Your gift, no matter what amount you choose, really does make the difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
One listener made a donation and said we could live without WPR, but we sure wouldn't want to. Well, maybe you feel that same way, that listening to WPR really does make life better for you.
Whether it's keeping up with international news, enjoying classical music, the laughs you get from the weekend shows, or the fascinating discussions like those we're hearing on the Ideas Network and Spectrum West, there's always something good to listen to. Because WPR makes your life better. Help fund it. Help keep it going. Your pledge of support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is very important.
At 6 o'clock, as soon as my husband gets out of bed, I turn on the radio in the room, and it's on the whole day. I decided to become a sustaining member because it's so convenient. I've been a contributor to public radio probably for close to 20 years. It's just a very convenient way for the money to come out of your checking account on a monthly basis. My name is Nancy, and I'm from Sheldon, Wisconsin, and I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Dean Kallenbach with John Gatto asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. Whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and count on your gift.
You know, listeners do provide the single largest source of funding for our budget year in and year out here at WPR. Make a pledge of $5 or $10 a month or any amount that's comfortable for you, and you'll be doing your part to help this station remain strong. Please join us. Become a member at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
It's the honor system. That's how WPR works. You don't have to pay for it. But the whole thing works better when you do choose to support it because you choose to support it. How about a pledge right now of $10 a month?
Is Spectrum West worth that $10 a month? We dare say you're tuned in today and probably every week. And you know, if you tune in, if you decide to tune in and listen to the show, then we're hoping that you'll also decide to make a pledge. And you decide the amount as well. It's all up to you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift supports the programs that you hear right here every day on WPR.
So what does it mean? We talk about making a pledge, making a pledge. What does it mean? It's a promise. We pledge to bring you great shows every day. You pledge to support them with a contribution in any amount.
And when you help pay the cost of this station, we'll make sure there's something interesting for you to listen to. That's what we give back. That's our pledge back to you. Now make yours, please, at WPR.org. 888-202-2552 is our number.
That support you bring makes all the difference here at WPR. It makes all these great programs possible. Be part of making it happen. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget to ask for that 2014 Artist Mug with your pledge today. The mug is illustrated by Renee Rafe from Cedarburg, a nationally known illustrator. She's got animals running the radio station and enjoying WPR programs as they go out and about their day. It's yours. This mug can be yours. You can hold it in your own hands. You can use it, look at it day in and day out, along with listening to the radio for a pledge of $150 or more. That's just $12.50 a month. Make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're not already a sustainer, become one right now. Set up ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. A sustaining membership is convenient for you and provides reliable funding for WPR.
Your pledge now is extremely important. Please do so. Make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Then sit back and enjoy the rest of today's programming here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your support of WPR.
This is Spectrum West, and thanks for helping us keep the wheels turning. Our good friend Joel Friedrich, one of the busy involved educators who call UW Barron County home, called the other day to talk about the first Northwest Wisconsin Writers Festival. It is coming up Saturday, the 10th of May. It's all day. It's free and open to the public and features all kinds of writers and all ways of talking with and listening to them.
Well, the Wisconsin Humanities Council gave my wife, Lee, a grant to host an ongoing series of films and speakers and art gallery shows called One World. It's an international celebration of humanities. And two of our speakers at the Writers' Festival are coming because of that grant, Ruth Ozeki.
Mm-hmm.
Her novel, A Tale for the Time Being, was shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize. We heard about it here because of, down in Madison, the Big Read, so when the whole campus, the whole community really passes out free books and they get together for discussion. So we asked to participate in that, so they sent us a lot of books, and we've had discussions going on, and the author, Ruth Ozeki, is going to join us from the West Coast via Skype for a discussion of her book. And then later in the day, our keynote address is Kao Kalia Yang. This is her third time coming to our little campus. We just love her. She's been in my creative writing classes before.
Mm-hmm.
When she just talks to people, it sounds like music and poetry without her even trying. Songs come from her mouth. She's a Hmong American writer, author of The Late Homecomer. As far as I know, the first memoir of the Hmong experience written in English.
And, you know, this isn't just sit and listen to writers. There are lots of opportunities to interact and be part of the whole thing. I read that there's spontaneous writing that's going to be going on, that some of your students put together a locale to do that.
That was just came up in the last few weeks. This whole Writers Fest actually came about because we have a new Bachelor of Applied Arts and Sciences degree here at Barron County. And the students who take those courses, they're required to do a lot of civic engagement projects. And so I have a course called Literature in Communities.
Mm-hmm.
And back in January, we got together and everybody said, let's make a literary festival. So the six students that are involved in that and I have been doing this. And we hatched out this idea to do a writer's booth, kind of like in Peanuts, the way that Lucy always had a psychiatry booth. I've heard of this being done other places. In fact, I've seen it where, as a fundraiser, you approach a table where there are some writers set up to do work right then, and you order up a poem or a little story to be written over the next hour or two, basically like going to a fine restaurant, custom ordering a meal, and they get to work making it. So we're going to have a menu of options. Who do you want to dedicate this poem or story to? What kind of colors do you want to have in it? What images? And they're going to produce a small chapbook, and hopefully it'll be a lot of fun. A lot of these will be hopefully for Mother's Day, because that's going to be the next day. But they'll be good keepsakes.
It's called the Northwest Wisconsin Writers Festival. It's the first annual, Saturday, May 10th, UW Barron County, Rice Lake. On the phone with us, Joel Friedrich. He's assistant professor of English. This being an all-day festival, it seems as if you have covered all the bases. Take care of your literary sustenance, and you also have nutritious sustenance. And your invitation, as I read it, is that, you know, you can come for the whole day, which would be a heck of a lot of fun, or just drop in and out whenever you feel like it.
Well, we start up about 9:30, 10 o'clock. There's going to be about a dozen tables with a couple of writers at each table displaying their published books and signing them and talking about them, having them for sale. That's going to be in the Commons. Also in the Commons, we're going to have a series of featured readers. Not quite an open mic because we had to have everybody send in a proposal first, but I think there's up to about 18, 19 featured readers. They're going to be reading at 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1:45, and 3:30 in groups of four. So they'll be reading. We'll be selling food at the same time, courtesy of Louis Finer Meats. We're going to have our writer's booth, and then a couple of breakout sessions where there'll be roundtable discussions, panel discussions, in four separate rooms at two different times. At the end of the day, at 4:30, is when Kao Kalia Yang is going to read in the Commons. And then after that, we're having an author's reception in the library with some free refreshments and a cash bar. So there's stuff to do all day, and yeah, it's free. People can come anytime they want. Check it out.
You mentioned Louis Finer Meats. Also, other sponsors are the Rice Lake Friends of the Library and the UWBC Foundation.
Right.
There's one other thing that I noted. You have a continuing education course coming up, and it starts at the end of May and runs for a couple of other Saturdays in June. Three Ways of Seeing, it's called.
Right. I've done this in the past with a science professor here on campus, mm-hmm. where we kind of combined. It was sort of an ecology class where we studied one day was focused on prairies, mm-hmm. one was on river ecology. We have access to both of those right on campus, and the third lesson or unit was on forests. And for each of those days, along with the science and the microscopes, I brought in literary readings that related and kind of walked the students through some exercises in writing poems or prose sketches to kind of capture in creative ways what they were seeing and mm-hmm. experiencing in nature. This time we're also going to have Ginny Baer, our art professor, is going to do sketches. So at the end, together with Ginny, myself, and Tracy White, the students will end up with what I'm calling a field journal, a self-produced book where they combine scientific notes and observations together with poems and beautiful prose pieces and sketches. Three Saturdays, the last Saturday in May, yep. the first two Saturdays in June, in the morning.
9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it says yep. here. Good. Well, Joel Friedrich, thanks so much. You know, it's not surprising that there's lots going on up at UW-Barron County. It sounds like you're having fun up there.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's all about integrating more creativity into our small communities and rural areas and making it a part of people's education and keeping it on their radars. You know?
Neat. Yeah. Well, thanks for making life more interesting.
Thank you, Al.
Spectra Memo, Saturday, the Pottery Studio of Willem Gibbon opens its doors to the public from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Also, paintings and prints by Hjordis Olsen will be displayed and retailed. The studio's near Colfax on County Road A. UW River Falls Theater presents Kwaidan, Strange Tales from East Asia, tonight, Friday night, and Saturday night at 7:30 in the Kleinfeld Fine Arts Building. Sunday at 3 p.m., the University Band and Symphony Band perform at UW River Falls and Abbott Concert Hall of the Kleinfeld Fine Arts Building. That's free and open to the public. Congratulations to everybody at UW River Falls, past, present, and future, as they embark on a new era by breaking ground Friday afternoon for the new Falcon Center. Wow. Next week on Spectrum West, a visit from the Rat. The last river rat, Kenny Solway, will be here. The Menominee Band is tuning up for the spring swing. It rhymes with spring fling. They're having a prairie fling at Hunt Hill in Sirona. And more, always more, on Spectrum West. I'm Al Ross. See you next week.